Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, our guest DJ show here on KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, and this week we've got Alex Johnson and Andrew Kenny. Alex Johnson and Andrew Kenny have a new film called Two Step. It's a thriller set right here in Austin, written and directed by Johnson. Kenny did the score for the film, and fans might know him from a couple of great Austin bands, the American Analog Set and the Wooden Birds. You can buy Two Step starting this week through iTunes, and you definitely want to see it because our own Lori Gallardo, she plays a villain in the movie. That's all I'm saying. Go check it out. Anyways, you can see the playlist for the next hour at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew Kenny.
And Alex Johnson. And this is My KUTX.
That's right. That's right. This hour, KUTX is handing us the keys to their studio. We're playing some hand-picked songs inspired by and vice versa the film Two Step, which Alex directed.
I did. And Kenny did the score.
I did.
He did. So we picked some songs that... kind of represent the characters a little bit, maybe remind us of the characters. But first up,
yeah. What about this? This is an iconic track coming up. Did you think about "I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight" by Richard and Linda Thompson whenever you were writing for Dot?
I think not really, but I think that no, yeah. So we're going to be hypocritical here. I think that it's just very. It's kind of reflective of the protagonist in the story, kind of reflective of the spirit, I think, of Dot a lot. And Dot's a kind of classic South Austin woman, of a certain age. And she's, single and no kids and still maintains a sexuality as she gets older and is unapologetic about it. And I kind of like that. So this is Richard and Linda Thompson. I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight.
Thank you.
This is Alex Johnson.
And this is Andrew Kenny.
And this is my KUTX. And that was Richard and Linda Thompson, a song that reminds me of Dot. And
a character in Two Step.
Which is available for pre-sale on iTunes, I think, right now, if that's what you like to do.
I do.
There's one more song for Dot, and it's kind of like where the character came from.
I love this song. I'm so glad you chose it.
And it's kind of classic, and yeah, we're here in Austin, in Texas, and we know it very well, but it's always a good chance to listen to it. But Kitty Wells, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who honky-tonk angel, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Do I ever love that song? I sure do. It's Kitty Wells. And I'm getting goofed on here in the studio. This is Andrew Kenny and Alex Johnson, guest DJing on KUTX. Alex, why are we here? I don't mean that in a metaphysical kind of way, but like in an existential kind of way. Why are we here?
Because we made a film, right?
We made
a film here in Austin called Two Step. And it's out in some cities now, and check out your iTunes for its availability there. But we shot it here in Austin about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a Texas thriller with some heavy characters.
Heavy and memorable.
Not weight-wise.
No, they're, they're pretty slight.
Pursuit. But Kenny here, Andrew, Kenny. Mm-hmm. Sorry to confuse. You did the score.
I did. I did the score. And it's my first attempt at doing an entire film score. It was so much fun. So let's we're listening to songs today in this hour that do describe and are described by, in some cases, a character in the film Two Step. So tell us about this next song.
Next song is Texas artist, not your usual Texas artist, but this is for Webb, who's a real kind of a bad guy, our bad guy in this film, pretty bloody, pretty nasty, and he's you'll think about him after the film, I think. So I love this song, MC 900 Foot Jesus with DJ Zero, Real Black Angel. We'll be right back. This is Alex Johnson and Andrew Kenny, and we are your guest DJs for the hour. If you miss any of the show or want to see our playlist, head over to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX. And we just heard MC 900 Foot Jesus.
Alex, I've known you for 10 years and change. I think I've got you figured out, and then you drop an MC 900 Foot Jesus song on me, and
sure.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know where that comes from in your music history.
The past, brother.
Okay. That's where things come from.
We're talking about Webb right now, one of our bad men in Two Step, the film that Kenny did the score for and mm-hmm. that I wrote and directed that we shot here in Austin. It should be sort of available now. The next track is one more Webb track, and it's a title that pretty much reflects Webb pretty well. This track is a song that's really like about how somebody is, nature is evil, but it's not their fault that they're bad. It's called Sour and Vicious Man by the Compulsive Gamblers with the great Greg Cartwright.
Full of wine, I was not in a stable mind. 9 cups she filled, though some of it spilled, it still did the job more than fine. I said, you just don't know who I am. I'm a sour and vicious man. My mind is in hell. From heaven it fell, and my soul is still on remand. Little Debbie McClark, she drugged me out into the dark. It happened to be I was too drunk to see, and I yelled out some vulgar remarks. I said, you just don't know. Midnight, I'm back in my room, which serves as a drunkard's tomb. And at night in my sleep, I will wrestle my sheets, and in dreams I'm humming this tune. I said, you just don't know who I am. I'm a sour and vicious man. My mind is in hell, from heaven it fell. My soul is still on rebel. Take it out.
Thank you.
Alex, that's a jam. There's just no way around it.
Don't make fun of.
That is a jam.
That is a jam.
Man, I love that whistly, chortly, Vox Continental, Farfisa sound, whichever they used.
Oh, you're speaking musician.
No, it's just so recognizable. It really it puts the song right into a genre. Anyway, well, let's move on. We've been talking about songs inspired by the character Webb in your film Two Step, and we're going to make it a little darker now. We have to talk about a character to whom things don't always go right in this film.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't a complete sentence.
But we got it.
Yeah, you get the idea. We're talking about the character of James. What can you tell us about James?
Starts pretty dark for him, gets pretty darker. His grandmother dies at the beginning of the film, and then you realize that he really has no family besides her, and he's a bit lost, and then his life collides with the character Webb that we just heard before. But things are down for him, so he's in a sense of kind of just a fog of loss, and that's why I picked the next song. That was Barbara Manning with the San Francisco Seals and Still, which I think is a great kind of sad song of just empty loss, which kind of summarizes one of our characters from Two Step, James, who has a rough time in the film. So sticking with James, we are going to, and by the way, I'm Alex Johnson.
And I'm Andrew Kenny.
And I wrote and directed Two Step, and Kenny did the score.
I did. So this song, Jim O'Rourke, All Downhill From Here. I like Jim O'Rourke. What's your relationship with this song and the character James in Two Step?
The title pretty much describes what happens to him, and I love the opportunity to put Jim O'Rourke on a radio station whenever I can.
Jim appreciates that as well. Let's listen to that song.
Don't believe a word. You were anyway. I may be insincere, but it's all downhill from here. If I seem to you just a little bit remote, you feel better if you call me a misanthrope. Or whatever floats your boat. But as for me, I'd rather save my own. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Andrew Kenny.
Oh, and Alex Johnson.
And you're listening to my KUTX on KUTX. We have taken over this small subsection of the airwaves, and we're playing some songs that we like and that remind us of Alex's film Two Step.
Yeah, characters in it. And that was just Jim O'Rourke, all downhill from here.
Jim O'Rourke, unafraid to make an 8-minute, mostly instrumental song, Man After My Own Heart.
I'm unafraid to buy it.
Thank you, Jim, for doing what you do.
Kenny and I are happy.
We are.
So we're going to move on to a character, Dwayne, which is tough to, I was thinking about this one and it was a little tough. And I just, Dwayne is kind of just kind of like the tough guy that is in charge of the criminal operation and he takes no guff.
Jason Douglas, that's the guy that plays
Jason Douglas.
Plays Dwayne.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Fantastic.
He is outstanding. He's awesome. Yeah. I don't know.
And this is in the film Two Step?
This is in the film Two Step that you made.
That's right.
Yes.
And you did the score for.
And I did the score for. Yeah. And we're about to listen to Raining Sound, Straight Shooter. Come on, Raining Sound, you gotta love it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's no bad songs.
None.
Let's listen to Straight Shooter.
Was the Raining Sound with Straight Shooter, a song that, to me, it really reminds me of Dwayne and Jason Douglas.
Smiling from ear to ear. That's me. Love the Raining Sound.
And that's Andrew Kenny that's smiling, and I'm Alex Johnson, and I'm smiling at Andrew. And this is my KUTX. We're playing some songs that remind us of characters from the film Two Step that Kenny did the score for, and I wrote and directed.
And if you just joined us, and maybe you want to hear some of the other songs that we've picked to play in this fine hour, where can you do that?
MyKUTX. Just go to KUTX.org and look for MyKUTX, and
that's
you'll
right.
find it.
You get the whole playlist. You love it.
The next track is for the character Amy, played by Austin great actress Ashley Ray Spillers, who's been in many of your favorite Austin indies, who now is a big deal in Hollywood, but we grabbed her. This is a song by Caitlin Rose. It's called Learn to Ride. I think it kind of like summarizes her a little bit, Amy character, but I listened to this record a lot.
I think it's a great match for Amy.
I listened to this record a lot when I was, I think it's called Unside Now. I listened to this a lot when I was writing this script. So,
well, I'm anxious. Let's listen to it.
Yeah, sure.
Learning to ride, oh, learning
summer's child with two heads about it all. Learning to ride, oh, learning to ride. I get knocked down when I'm learning to ride. A few broken bones for a place to hide.
That was Caitlin Rose with Learning to Ride, a song that reminds me a lot of Amy from the film Two Step, which is what we're doing.
We are. We're talking about the film Two Step that my friend and guest Alex Johnson wrote and directed last year, I guess, but it comes out this week.
Yeah, man. And Kenny did the score, and you're on KUTX.
I did, and you are.
My KUTX. So we're going to do another character, and then we're going to get into some interesting stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's the last character we're going to do. This is Horace. Love Horace, played by the great Barry Tubb, another Texas actor. Horace is kind of a bit of a scoundrel in a lovable way.
You think he's a scoundrel?
Sure. I don't know. Infidelity's not so great, right?
I guess I would call him a scoundrel. Yeah, he's classically, you know, he's a...
He's a lovable scoundrel is what he is. So this song reminds me a lot of him. This is Nick Lowe, All Men Are Liars.
All right.
Sweating on getting it started straight. All men,
all men,
all men are liars.
Their words ain't worth no more than worn out tires.
Hey girls,
girls,
bring rusty pliers to pull this tooth.
All
Hey, this is Alex Johnson.
And this is Andrew Kenny.
And we are guest DJs here on KUTX Austin. This is my KUTX, right?
It is my...
It's our KUTX. Come on, man.
It's like it's both ours, but we'll just keep it at your house,
you know,
though.
There are two people, each of us, my, together are...
Alex, I got to break in right here and say, I think we're killing it. We are absolutely destroying this guest DJ set.
There's a crowd at the window, guys. It's kind of like, I don't see how any work is getting done
at
KUTX right now.
How do they get those signs made so quickly?
I don't know. It's college kids around here, a lot of Kinkos.
Nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to shift gears a little bit. We've been talking about songs that were inspired by and remind us of characters in the film Two Step. We are now going to shift gears a bit and hear some other material from the gifted composer. That's
I'm laughing because he's talking about himself.
Yes, okay. So I scored the film, and we're going to hear some other choice tracks from my Wicked Back catalog. Mm-hmm. This song is by a group called the Wooden Birds, and it is a duet. Myself and Mr. Matt Pond. It's called Be No Lie.
I am your ivory comb. I've counted every curl, every curl, every curl, every curl. I'll be the bread you take, so take it easy, girl, easy, girl. Easy girl, easy girl. I wonder what you'd do if I took hold of you. Would you turn, would you turn, would you turn? Beneath the dust and gray and ash, the embers burn.
That was the Wooden Birds with Be No Lie, and Wooden Birds has Andrew Kenny in it, and Andrew Kenny is sitting right here with me because Andrew Kenny did the score to Two Step.
Wow, well done.
Boom.
Just making connections over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is KUTX.
I like that song, and I think it has a vibe that fits in with the vibe of Two Step really well. Even though it's not one of the songs that you cut the film to, but let's play a song that you did cut the film to.
Yeah, sure. This is from a little band that you were in called American Analog Set, and mm-hmm. Track is Golden Band. And I just wanted to, I knew Kenny was going to do the score, and I just wanted to make sure that there was the consistent language with what we were cutting to. Sometimes you cut with other artists or whatever, but. I knew Kenny would do the score, so it would kind of be in Kenny's language. So we cut to a lot of Kenny's other tracks, and this
yeah,
is
that's
one of them.
For a first-time composer. Is that what I am?
Yeah, man.
As a first-time composer, that was that was like T-ball. That was slow pitch at the very least. yeah, I didn't have to wade through a whole playlist of MC 900 Foot Jesus songs.
Hey.
Anyway, this song is called The Golden Band by the American Analog Set.
That was the American Analog Set with the Golden Band. Correct me? Is that a lie? Is it true that that was American Analog Set?
I'm familiar with the catalog, and yes, it was.
That's Andrew Kenny.
It is. It is. And I'm here talking with Alex Johnson, and we're playing some songs.
Yes, this is my KTX. And the reason we played that is because it was a song that I used a lot when I cut the film Two Step that I wrote and directed and you did
not
score
for. In the score, but I feel like that one could have jumped right into the score for Two Step. So if you like what you heard, you'll love the score.
Yeah, and the score is streaming on the KUTX site.
It is. You can listen to that right now.
And if you liked any of what we're playing, or just some or all, you can check it out at KUTX.org and just search for My KUTX. You'll see the playlist and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
And if you want to learn more about Two Step, the film, go to twostepfilm.com and you can learn all about where it's playing and what it's doing and why we're here. And then there's going to be one more track here that we're going to play. I'll let Kenny talk it up.
It's a tender number. It's called Long Time to Lose It. And it was originally released on a Wooden Birds record. It was the last song on the last album. And I don't know. It just seemed to fit with the vibe of the film. Alex said he would turn me loose to have one vocal song on the album. And I said, what do you think about this? I'm going to play it on piano. It's going to be tender. You're going to love it. And he said, yes, that song is adequate.
I didn't say that.
Sufficient. You said sufficient.
No, I said it was said it was okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for having us here.
Yeah, and thanks for having us.
Great
this
time.
This has been
everybody watching in the windows here in the studio should probably go back to work.
All right, we'll put our pants back on. All right, this is Long Time to Lose It by Andrew Kenny.
I've never been any good at goodbyes, but I've got a good look at losing rides. Bad back a few times. It takes a long time to lose it. It takes a long time to lose it's a fine line that you draw down a dark line. 'Cause if I was a kid, it would be a crime. I guess I'm just a kid with a bended line. Of my mind, it's barely tied up, barely wide. But you can live on your back now. Well, if you don't mind finding out. Never know that you really need him now. It takes a long time to lose it. 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 It takes a long time to lose it.
Andrew Kenny closing out My KUTX with one of his own songs, which also closes the new film Two Step. It's a thriller set right here in Austin. Kenny did the score for the movie, and Alex Johnson wrote and directed it. We've got more info at KUTX.org, and while you're there, you can actually stream Andrew Kenny's score. You want to check this thing out. It's really cool. And you can also see the playlist for the past hour. Just look for My KUTX. Thanks for tuning in to My KUTX. We'll see you next week. This is KUTX 98.9.